This could, yeah, sorry. Now it's recording. Okay. I call this meeting of the Committee on Academic and Student Affairs to order at 4:32 p.m. on Monday, March 2nd, in the Frankie Sutopapa Conference Room on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Agenda item two, compliance with the Nevada Open Meeting Law. Was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? Yes, it was. Link is provided on the agenda. Is the meeting taking place on the day, week, month, year, and the time? Yes, it is. Is the link working? Obviously. Agenda item three, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Numu, Washoe, Niue, Nuwu, peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connection to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Item four, roll call.
Turkish,
Present.
Vice Chair Huang,
Present on Zoom.
Senator DeBarger, Senator Lawson, Senator Issa,
Tardy, excused.
Senator Balwash,
Absence excused.
Senator Caldwell,
Tardy excused.
Senator Atkinson,
Absence excused.
Senator Dayton, present, Senator Bingham.
Absence unexcused. Do we meet?
I didn't go.
Okay. So maybe actually we take,
Cool.
because there's five of us here. That should be fine because it's less. Yeah, it's over. It's half plus one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Quorum is present.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to item five, public comment. Any public comment at this time? Seeing none, I'll move on. Agenda item six, adopted amendments, amendments to be adopted. Moving on to agenda item seven, old business or possible action. This is what I'm very excited about to bring to you guys today. 7A, discussion with Director Matthew Little from the Office of Community Engaged Learning and Leadership. Regarding the Faculty Service Learning Award and the $500 award supported by ASUN. That's quite a mouthful. I reworded that with Luis himself. So yeah, as we've discussed in the past, we've had some new faces on this committee, but I think I've debriefed all of you guys. This is Director Little from the OSEL office, and basically his office handles the Service Learning Award, the ASUN also like helps support. We give $500 to the awardee, but basically it is meant to highlight like exceptional professors and teachers who are doing a lot of like service-based community work and like good stuff with students. The office is going through some changes, and so that could be lead to some possible like legislation with us, which would be super awesome. But yeah, I'll let him talk a bit more about it.
Yeah, thanks y'all for letting me interrupt one of your meetings for a little bit. I'm just gonna start off with a little bit of context. I think I had some team members come to, was it a meeting? No, it was a different committee. So for some context, this was the Office of Service Learning and Civic Engagement. Do you all need to do anything for the record?
Thank you. For the record, let it stand that Senator Bonuccio has arrived at the meeting. Let the record also stand that Senator Issa is now at the meeting.
Is that okay?
Yes, that's good. Yeah. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, no
Continue.
worries. It's bringing me back. So I have been with the Office of Service Learning and Civic Engagement, now Office of Community Engaged Learning and Leadership, since February of 2020. And I stepped into the coordinator, now director role in August of 2023. And since then, we had just seen a shift in wanting to update our pedagogical approach, right, from service learning to community engaged learning. And the reason why we were really interested in wanting to do that is because of the Carnegie Community Engagement Classification that our university has received. Just so you all know, we are an R1 institution, but we also have the Carnegie Community Engagement Classification, and there are only 100 universities in the nation that have that intersecting point of R1, which is research intensive, and community engagement, right? So the reason why we got kind of brought into this conversation is because I wasn't aware that this award was attached to specific bylaws in ASUN, and I wanted to change the name from service learning to something different. However, while also recognizing that community engaged learning and that specific aspect, where it's currently lying, and I could also like pull up a website if you want to, or you can look it up here, just like community engaged learning, ASUN Service Learning Faculty Award, if you want to pull it up. It specifically mentions that faculty have to be teaching a service learning course, which is kind of limiting in its approach because there are a lot of amazing faculty doing community engaged work that are not specifically teaching a designated course that is attached to my office. And I was thinking about also expanding it beyond that specific tag of like only service learning courses, which also allows this to reach not only academic faculty, but administrative faculty who are doing really exceptional work within community engagement. That being said, I don't know if we've landed on a specific name or anything, but I did want to run it by y'all to see if you have any ideas, because I am someone who definitely likes to collaborate on this type of stuff, but also knowing it's attached to ASUN bylaws, really wanting to kind of see what sort of process we needed to go through in order to do something like that, if any at all. I did check in with Amy, and the $500 funding is still all set and ready to go. But we did also talk about, Madison and I talked about maybe eventually thinking about raising this up from 500 to 1,000, right? We just had a couple of different ideas, but the sole premise was, how do we get the name changed from service learning faculty to something else that is less strict to that specifically? I have been doing this award for the past few years and did not know ASUN was paying for it. So I have been paying it out of my office budget for the past 2 years. And I am very thankful that this conversation has got to this point, because I want to make sure we're abiding by all of these things, right? So I didn't want to just like change it and find out later in 5 years that it was attached to some sort of policy. So realistically, this is kind of my first stop of like, what does the process look like for getting that updated and how we can make that happen so that maybe by not this academic year, but next academic year, this award is updated and ready to go with a new fresh title that is not service learning focused.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll add on, and then we can have a broader discussion with all of us. What I kind of envisioned with this award and this committee, this session, is one, helping Director Little like put it out there, get students to nominate professors, et cetera, et cetera. But also, we would want to change the name within the bylaws, which I believe would be a binding resolution, I want to say. Yes. So I was thinking, like, based like on how sessions go today, if we are down to change it and we want to move forward with that, which I think would be best in my opinion, but I'm open to hearing everyone's opinions, then that's something that we could do in the next couple of meetings before the session's over. And then, like Director Little said, get that up and running for the 94 session. But that's kind of where I'm at with it. But what do you guys think? Questions, comments, concerns? We can answer them. Senator Lawson?
Senator Lawson, great. Question is, when is the award given?
It is typically given at the honor of the best ceremony.
In
May.
I think is the survey for it open, or like the like application link open for it now? Year, okay.
Yeah.
So students can nominate their teachers who are service learning, but that's also where like try and change the name so that more teachers can be nominated, but that's hard to do until we're able to change it and all this stuff. Is it a follow-up or a new question?
Follow-up.
Okay, Senator Lawson and Senator Barger.
So if we write this piece, would it take effect for this award, or would it take effect for the institution?
Necessary.
Yeah. Senator Barger?
Senator Barger, for the record, and I just had a question. So you said that you funded it out of your office budget. How many years? Okay. So when you had the funding for this, was there like miscommunication or?
There was nothing in my record when I stepped in that ASUN was the unit paying for it. So it took up until this year pretty much for me to recognize that it was attached to ASUN with the financial component.
It's in the SAS that it's handled by this committee. I have not seen it handled in the past, really. So that's where I was kind of like, okay, part of what I wanted to do as chair was to fix it. So I'm not sure where those funds are. I'm not sure if they just rolled over and went into like a Senate budget, or if it's still a line item. That would be a further conversation with like probably the accounting office. But you're correct. Like it'd be like $1,000 now. If you funded it for 2 years, we'd have $1,000 in that line item. Well, 1,500 if you count this year's.
So I have a follow-up.
Yes, please.
So would it be possible to find out where the was in the grant more than one or a larger award, since you're hard for that? That was a good idea.
First, let the record stand. Senator Calderon is now here. Two, I think definitely. I just don't know where that's would be something that we talk with Luis about, I think. Because I personally don't know where the money is. But
If it helps, I did check in with
oh,
Amy.
okay.
She verified that the money was there.
So it just like rolled
It
over.
was, I think it's called like the Distinguished Service Learning Award, if that helps with everyone piecing it together. I am not necessarily aware of how this was done prior to me stepping into the leadership role, because I oversaw a very specific program within this office and didn't handle
The money
things like
side of
that.
that.
So I think the bylaws was from what, 2019, 2020. And as we know,
COVID.
that ended up with probably 2 to 3 years of who knows how this award was being handled. So I'm not really sure how it was even handled prior to me stepping into this role and also prior to its inception, because it was established during very interesting time for said awards and just things like those going.
So yeah, I don't know. What do you guys I'd like to move to more of a discussion or sorry, any more questions this time about the award or kind of where we're at? Okay. Moving to discussion for about this, what do you guys think about changing the name of this award? Something we would be interested in. If so, we could like brainstorm potential ideas while we have Dr. Little here, and then maybe make an action on it. We can't do it right now because it's on the agenda, but maybe next meeting we could write something. What do you guys think? Also, Senator Issa, please feel free to chime in if I'm breaking any rules here. Is that easier for the record?
Also a clarifying question because I think, sorry, parliamentary piece for the record, also the clarifying question because I should think of what is the proposed alternative name to this award?
There wasn't one just yet. I was wanting to come to you all to
Brainstorm with the
see. Yeah.
committee.
Especially given that this is attached to ASUN, it would feel inauthentic of me to just say what I think the best name would be and then expect for that to be moved.
Yeah. Senator Barger.
Senator Barger, for the record, how about ASUN that can get you found?
That definitely works for me. I think we mentioned this earlier, wanting to move beyond just like this the service learning teachers, right? Because we know that community engagement is happening outside just our community engaged learning courses. And so whatever we can do that is broad enough to also feed within the expectations of what it is, knowing that service learning in this award's inception was meant to recognize faculty within that like curricular engagement realm. I'm open to any sort of ideas that you all have for this. We just might have to update some things internally on the award information that move from service learning to like community engagement more specifically.
Well, definitely.
And I can read to you if it's helpful, just like the small sentence. This award recognizes one instructor who has demonstrated exemplary integration of academic service learning in the courses. It's honor award that honor the best ceremony. Faculty must be academic administrative, right? And they must have taught current designated service learning courses. The nominee must demonstrate exemplary and often innovative integration of academic service or community engagement in their courses. Demonstrating a certain awareness and understanding of the community partner's needs. Using critical reflection helps students co connect the course components to their engagement experiences, and also just really emphasize the current understanding and scope of community engagement. That hopefully that helps kind of give you what where we're currently at with the award so that you can brainstorm some effective things.
Thank you for that. Quite a mouthful. Senator Dade?
Senator Dade, for the record, I really support getting rid of the clause that says they have to be teaching a service learning designated course. I think that's super limiting. And also, professors always get to choose what courses they teach. So,
That's true. That would limit a lot of people that are teaching like strict courses.
yes.
Okay, I like that idea. Senator Barger?
Senator Barger, yeah. Maybe we could just replace must have taught a designated service learning course with the part that says somebody often innovative integration of academic service learning courses. So must have integrated academic service learning in their course. And then bullet point has an example teaching designated service learning course or
integrating
balancing personal activities with purpose objectives, critical reflection, etc.
I like that. I think we definitely could change the name internally, and also maybe like say that we support changing the wording on Director Little's end for the office. Like I said, like we really have more jurisdiction over our side of things, obviously. But I think if we were able to include that in something that we support their office changing as well, then that'd be really powerful. So yeah. Any other thoughts?
If it would be helpful for, oh, sorry, someone else. Go ahead. I was going to say, if it would be helpful maybe for the next meeting, I can maybe draft this up with moving from service learning to community engagement and bring that to you all.
That would be
and
great,
see if
yeah.
that would be helpful now that you all kind of have some awareness of it. And maybe just see how we go from there. But I want to, could you repeat the name that you said again?
Just replacing service learning with community engagement, ACY community engagement.
Okay. Yeah. I think that sounds great.
Okay. Senator Lawson?
I don't know the question.
Yeah.
Do you know the last time that this award with the monetary value was increased?
Since the inception. So pretty much it's always been $500.
I think we could probably increase it to like $750 or even $1,000.
One thing that Dr. Little and I had discussed was like doing like continuing to do half from this office and half from ASUN, so it's 1,000. That's something that I'm down to talk about more maybe next meeting, but I'd like to discuss because like I like that idea, but I just want to talk more with Luis in accounting before making any decisions. Senator Lawson.
So the capital fund can also be used for scholarships and other awards. So if we're having any issues finding how to fund this award, we can also use the capital.
Very good idea. Thank you. Okay. Oh, Senator Issa?
Room attorneys, for the record. This is Katie, and of course, you, do you all think it would be prudent, I guess, if we also use the capital fund to reimburse the office for all of the lost
that's true.
Funding, which they should improve basically in the first place?
Let the record show that I'm seeing some nods around the table. Senator DeBarger.
More of a question for you, Director Little, is if we would rather be reimbursed, if that is a possibility, or increase the award amount for like the next few awardees or additional award recipients.
Because we could for the next couple of years just pull from this line item because it has the excess, I think. I could be wrong. Or we could reimburse the office.
I'm on a state funded account. So at this point, my limitations are pretty strict with that. So I would be totally okay if the bridge to the gap in the meantime was we'll fund the award, we put it up to 1,000 for the next 2 years. And then hopefully by then there's some more streamlined discussion about how we can make that work in the future.
Definitely. Loving this discussion, guys. Great job. Oh my gosh. Anything else? I think this money stuff is something that I definitely am interested in meeting with Dr. Coquez and Luis about for sure. Any other thoughts right now? We can also sit on it for 2 weeks and brainstorm if we're down to actually write something next meeting.
I will say there was another in the bill, but this was all attached to, there was another award.
Oh.
I think when we had read it, we were like, okay, we're going to focus on this one, but I'm not necessarily sure where that other award lies and where it went. So I do have the bill somewhere.
Okay.
Back in my office because I printed it off and had it ready and just did not bring it.
It's okay. So. Yeah, if you want to send that to me, yeah. We can look at that because as far as I know, this committee only handles the service learning one. But that one could be handled by like another part or branch of ASUN. So, Senator Issa, could we discuss this bill on record? If it's not okay, I just want to make sure. Yeah. Any other thoughts about names, changes, discussion points? Cool. That's
beautiful. Okay. No. I could have swore I thought I had it somewhere, but if not, I'll read it to you.
Okay. Yeah. That works.
I'm finding all the emails that we were connecting on.
So. Oh, perfect. Yay, there's so many of those. Okay, yeah. Cool. Then I think that if we can wrap up discussion, then if you guys are good with that, and we can touch on this again next meeting after we have more supporting documents from Dr. Little and we've talked to accounting and budget and stuff. Cool. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, y'all.
Yes, I appreciate it.
Thanks for letting
Thank you for coming.
Thank y'all's brains about it.
Yes. We look forward.
Thank you. All right. Have a good day, y'all.
That wasn't awesome. That was line item 7. I'll tell you how we got. Thank you. We'll email. Yeah. Bye.
I'll email you the stuff.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Cool. That was good, I think. Moving down to agenda item 7B, liaison adoptions and changes. We have two open liaison positions, admissions records and student life services. Yes, those two. Would anyone like to make a motion to add themselves to it? Oh, Senator Huang is raising his hand. Senator Huang?
I just wanted to say that based off of our last meeting, I should have taken on the liaison position of student life services. But I'm also willing to let go of one of my liaison positions. But I would like to keep student life services if possible and leave Residence Halls Association up for grabs if anyone wants that.
Okay. I could be wrong. Senator Calderon, do you have a liaison position?
I don't know.
You don't? Do you have, you know, also happen? Okay. So that means that we have admissions records open and then.
Well, after I make a motion, then it would be Resident Hall Association yes. as well. Yeah.
Yes, I agree. Okay. Then I'm thinking let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So first, Senator Huang, or I'm going to let him take himself off of RHA first.
Okay. So I move to remove myself from the liaison position of Residence Halls Association through unanimous consent.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Lawson. Any dissent? Seeing none, the motion passes. Okay, now the liaison positions for admissions and records and Residence Hall Association are both open. Senator Calderon?
I move to appoint myself as the liaison for admissions and records.
Second by Senator Lawson. Any dissent? Okay, seeing none, motion passes.
Senator Lisa, for the record, I move to appoint myself for
liaison.
Second,
Senator Dayton, any dissent? Okay, seeing none, motion passes. Yay! Everyone got liaisons. Okay. Oh, yes, Senator Barger.
I know we talked about this last time, but I forget. Student services and student life services.
They are different, yes. Senator, I'm going to let Senator Huang take on that one.
Yeah, so student services, I believe, is currently being held by Dr. Speed. She's essentially our vice president for the university. And then student life services is a more small, it's more like small and compact role. They've recently split it into two positions. And one of those individuals who has taken on half the position is Dean Kennedy, which is also the executive director of Residence Housing and Food Services on campus. So I meet with him pretty regularly just because me and him have a relationship and I'm also a resident assistant. So I'm comfortable taking on both. And that's just the distinction. I think in the future, we might have to make some changes to the liaison position because student life services will be two people in the coming years. But right now it's just an interim position. So they don't actually have anyone in that role right now. They just have two interim directors or two interim vice presidents for that.
Answer your question?
Yeah.
We had a very confusing discussion with Luis about that. Okay, cool. Liaisons are done. Moving down to agenda item 8, getting into the meat of the meeting, new business. I'd like first to discuss agenda item 8A, SR93, a resolution in support of including steamers in residence halls. We have the author of the piece on Zoom. However, he's feeling kind of sick, so I'm going to read out his the brief that he sent me on Teams, and then he can answer questions, obviously, but I just wanted to, for respect to him, like cut down the talking. Okay, so what did, oops. Okay. So Senator Newbels, statement for the record. I want to read the piece that I presented to you. First, starting off, I met with Dean F. Kennedy, and he said that they have already figured out a budget and how to implement them into residential halls. He would still like to see this piece get passed, however, because he would like Senate the students that represent their colleges to show their support in it before they go through with this. So if the piece is passed today and passed the Senate, residential life will go through with putting steamers in the halls immediately because, yeah, because they already have a budget for it. Okay, cool. So that's the statement. Questions for the author of the piece? Question about the piece in general? Senator Lawson for the record.
Senator Lawson for the record. Senator Newbell, I know you stated that the hall has already figured out the budget. I was wondering how much the budget for the steamers are.
Senator Newbell for the record. They didn't exactly give me the exact amount. They had told me a little bit about where it was coming from. If I'm trying to remember, they gave me around a range of 200 to 300 for each one because they want a good quality one.
For one?
I believe it was for one, yes. And then we were talking about the different halls. They wanted to get it implemented in all of them. They were worried about Nye, but they said that they would figure that out.
Worried about Nye. Okay. Senator Huang has his hand raised on the Zoom. So Senator Huang.
Interesting piece. I wanted to just ask, can you clarify again what the outreach was for this? Did you talk to just Dean Kennedy or did you talk to anybody else in the residence halls for this piece?
I talked to Dean F. Kennedy. That's the one I most like bring up. I did talk to Andy. I didn't have like an actual meeting with him just because I know him on a personal level. So I kind of just talked to him, which is why I didn't really put him on there. But he was in support of it too, saying that they could do it. However, when I met with Dean F. Kennedy, he had told me that he had talked to his team about it already and that they had never heard of something like this. And so with bringing it up, they were really excited about it and they got to work on a budget, what steamers to use and like when to implement them.
Okay, thank you.
Any other, Senator Lawson? Sorry, Senator Cauldron.
Just point of clarification, it's not coming out of ASC budget, right? This would be the residence hall budget?
Yes.
So, yeah. Senator Lawson, this time.
Senator Lawson, for the record, I think this piece is a good idea. I think it could benefit from having some of those exact details.
Is it a question or discussion?
Oh, apologies. It was a discussion.
Okay. Do we have any more questions about the piece? Senator Barger.
Senator Barger, students have shown interest in this. Like, the people said why steamers.
Sorry, could we repeat the question?
She's asking, like, how students have shown interest in this and asking if the people want steamers.
I did a presentation to a couple classes just like on some other stuff, but more of like campaign stuff. And I had brought up like the steamers and they had all told me that it was a good idea. So it was pretty much students that I presented to kind of, and then just brought up like the theory of it, as well as with being vice president in Peavine Hall, I was able to go around asking a couple of people within that resident hall specifically about how they felt about it. And they had all shown support.
Okay. Any other questions at this time? Okay, cool. Moving into discussion period, Senator Lawson.
Senator Lawson, I think the idea behind the piece is good. I like the idea of putting steamers in residence halls for students to use. However, I'm worried about having one steamer per hall, is what it sounded like. This would only seem very accessible for a lot of students, having to fight over one steamer for hundreds of students living in a hall. Also, I think that this piece could benefit a lot more from having some of those clarifying details about where the money is coming from and the number of steamers per piece. Currently, kind of leaning more towards not recommending OSBs to a table, but I feel like once some amendments are made and more information is included, it would be a good piece.
Thank you. Senator Wong has a hand raised on Zoom. So, Senator Wong, yeah.
Sorry, yeah, I couldn't hit the mute button. Anyways, yeah, honestly, at first I was a little bit skeptical as well. But, you know, I think after asking Senator Neubel what his outreach was for this piece, I feel a little bit more comfortable passing it and thinking of it more favorably. Because I think my fear at first was that this would just be something that would be unloaded onto the team at housing. And that I know their budget is already strict and tight as it is, but seeing that Senator Neubel is vice president of Peavine Hall for their leadership council, and he already has a relationship with some of these individuals. And this is something that they are already talking about doing, but they just want a piece to back it up. I think it's fine to pass it. I actually think it might be a good idea, especially if they're asking for it. And then to the concern of having just one steamer for the residence hall. So that was my concern as well, because I thought initially that there would be a steamer like in every room or something like that, and that would be an enormous cost for housing, which would be unfeasible. But as it stands right now, housing actually has like vacuums and a couple other things that you can rent from their front desks. And I think having maybe like a rollable steamer, like this would seems like they're intending to put into the halls, would be pretty beneficial and could be useful for students who need it. So I actually think maybe we should pass this piece favorably. Although some grammatical errors or just some like minor tweaks, like to the end of the piece, like sending the piece to Dr. Speed or sending the piece to just all these individuals and the associated students, and then not having a name for the executive director of residential life, I feel like that's all stuff that we need to tidy up, especially if we're going to send it out. I don't think we need to send it to Dr. Speed. I think we need to send it to Dean Kennedy. I think we need to send it to Toby Toland, which is, he's essentially the individual that runs all of the residential life. He's the director for residential life. Dean Kennedy is the person above that, right? He oversees pretty much all aspects of housing. And then I think those, and perhaps send it to Jason McGill, the director of Residential Hall Association, because it's very possible that they are using their funding for this program. So sending it to those three and then putting those at the top of this, send this resolution to, I think is what this piece needs. And then I think we're good to go.
Thank you. Senator Goldrum?
I think we should I think we should wait to favorably recommend this to the Senate table, only because there's no more like career fairs or internship fairs or any of this message. College is career fair is going to happen on March 11th, and I don't think that they're going to be able to buy steamers in time for that. So I think we should wait and include all those incentives to see where money is going to be coming from, and then favorably recommend them.
Thank you. I would like to add, it doesn't necessarily say like the date of a career fair in here. So like, I understand your concern, but it says attending, and I think in general, I could be wrong if y'all could please want to chime in at all, but yeah.
Yeah, the career fair thing was more of like why they would be beneficial to like every student, you know, because career fairs, I was trying to use like something where you would want to check out the steamer in the residence halls. Even if it gets passed like tomorrow, which is impossible, they definitely wouldn't have enough time to go get it in time for this career fair. It was more talking about future career fairs.
Thank you. So,
Senator Gaeta?
I just wanted to add, the vacuums we checked out. Actually, well, we were in LLC, there was only two vacuums, and there was always a vacuum available. So I think in terms of like availability, that's
fine. All right, guys, let me go on D&D real quick. Okay. Thank you for that point. Definitely. Yeah, I think it would also be smart for them to begin with one, and then if there's like a true need for more steamers in each hall, they can go based on that. Any other points of discussion for this piece? Senator Lawson?
Real quick, sorry. Or
I'm gonna let Senator Lawson go first.
Senator,
okay.
for the record, I just want to point out that at the bottom, it says she sent to the executive director, presidential office, and services included. And there's also these two blank images. I don't know if that's directed to like secretary.
That can be taken out. That was my bad. Yeah. That was a user error. Let the record show that was user error. I'm gonna first, Senator Newbold, did you have the point you wanted to make? And then I'll continue to committee members.
Yes. Real quick for the numbered amount of like steamers in the hall, I just wanted to address their reasoning for that. It was more of they wanted to keep it in like the same kind of like category as a vacuum. They didn't really like to them it was if we have one vacuum in like the halls, why would we have more than one steamer? And I think as of right now, until both are able to go up with funding, they kind of just want to keep it as a one.
Thank you for explaining. Okay. I saw Senator Bonino's hand first, then Senator Issa.
Point of information, if there are like some grammatical issues and issues like where the English include the name for the right person it's supposed to be sent to, can those be changed after we include?
So we would want to, if we choose to, we'd want to make an amendment to add certain names, like the ones that Senator Huang suggested, but other small grammatical errors like the random blank pages, that is fixed later. That doesn't need an amendment. Yeah. Senator Issa.
Parliamentary needs for the record. First, I have a clarifying question, and then I would like to make an amendment to add more recipients to the list.
Okay,
So, my
question.
first question is Senator Neufeld, why are we sending this to Senator Evans?
He was a co-sponsor. He should be listed there just because I wanted another senator's opinion who also lived in the residential halls.
And also, before I make the motion, I just want to, Senator Huang, just to address that point that we shouldn't be sending this to Dr. Speed. I just want to inform the body that it is kind of proper procedure to send any pieces that AS2N does write and pass to the VP of Student Services because they are under the or they're above the umbrella of the AS2N. So I just want to make sure everyone in this association is informed on that. So I won't be removing Dr. Speed, but I move to modify, sorry, I move to amend SR93, a resolution in support of including steamers in residence halls by modifying the final be further resolved clause to include Jason McGill, coordinator of student engagement and residential life, and Toby Tolan, the associate director of residential life, unanimous consent.
Sorry.
Second by Senator Barger, is there any dissent? Seeing none, motion passes. We will add that. Question for Senator Wong. Did you want to send it to, is Dean Kennedy on here already?
Yeah, he, well, it
Exhibit,
says
not by
executive
name.
director.
Okay.
Yeah, but it doesn't have it his name. So,
Would
yeah.
we, Senator Parliamentarian Issa, would we need to make an amendment to add then Dean Kennedy's name, or is it fine to add because his title's already there?
From the change for the record, that is just a
Clerical.
third.
Okay.
So, okay. The secretary.
Cool. Okay, thank you. Okay, so we have that amendment. Those names will be added. And then any other amendments that we want to make to point of discussion? Senator Barger?
Just kind of a small thing. Well, oh, Senator DeBarger, kind of a small thing, but in the be it resolved clauses, it says then, which I feel like maybe we should just say that we're supporting them doing this because I don't want to take, I don't want AS1 to take credit for something that they are doing, if that makes
So
sense. Again, if
they're
I'm
already
like,
like they're already
we do
planning,
this,
yeah.
okay, there are saying that's what
Okay.
and then on that kind of same vein, I feel like the tone is a little bit just that general tone exists within the piece of just like guys need to do this. But it's like, well, they're already doing it. We just think it's a good idea, but I favorably recommend the PD side. I don't know, it seems like we're kind of taking credit for something that they're doing for some
Okay.
reason.
Senator Easter, for the record.
Okay, for the record, I also, well, I concur with Senator Archer, but I also want to point out that I think we should honestly strike the very first whereas clause because I don't know why we're just listening to the university because it's not good thing to other. I think that's just a little bit strange to me, so I don't know how you guys feel about how they're initially. Okay,
Okay,
I'll.
do you want to make the motion, or I was going to let Senator Huang speak first.
Senator Wong, speaker.
Okay, Senator Huang, the record.
Yeah, I was kind of just gonna say what Senator DeBarger said. I think it would be nice if we ran this by all the people that we're going to send it to first, perhaps send, like talking about this draft with Dean Kennedy, talking about it with Toby Toland, talking about it with Jason McGill to see if they are in support of this version of the piece or if they would like to see modifications because it's not just them who will. Who will inevitably see this piece, right? It's also Dr. Speed. It's also all the university administration, all the faculty. So we want to make sure that what we are putting out is in line with what they want, right? And so that we're all on the same page and we're working together, just to make sure that everything here is as clean and concise as possible. And I was just wondering, could I ask Senator Neubel to,
Yeah, why not?
yeah, is that possible? Is something that you can do, Senator Neubel?
I had when I'm sorry. In my meeting with Dean F. Kennedy, I had showed him the draft for it, and he had told me that he was in support of it and to just let him know whenever the piece gets passed and that they can like start going through with it. The piece is more of so just so they have the students like I don't know the right words, like just so they have like the student support pretty much. Now that they have this idea in their head, they kind of want to do it anyways. It's just a matter of, well, let's see what the other students think instead of just it being only me.
Okay, then I think it's fine.
Well, I'm gonna bounce it back to Senator Issa.
All right, sure.
If
So let's
you,
hear it for the record.
because I kind of cut you off earlier, I'm sorry.
Well, for the record, I moved to amend SR93, a resolution supportive of including seniors and women's halls by striking the first whereas clause at the beginning of the sentence.
Sorry.
Say aye, Senator Barger. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, the motion passes. Okay, Senator Barger.
Senator Barger, for the record, it also says a couple of times that this would be beneficial to students across the university, which, as someone who does not live in the dorms, like this is not going to benefit me at all. And that's not to say I don't think we should do it, but perhaps rewording that to say that it will be beneficial to mainly first year students, student on campus students, that kind of thing, just a small change, I think. Because it's not going to benefit all students, and that's okay, but it's not going to benefit all students.
Okay. Senator Lawson.
Senator Lawson, for the record. I kind of want to ask a question to this table. It seems like we're going to make a lot of changes to the piece. Wondering if you think it would be better to not recommend this piece and let the author kind of revise the piece a little bit before we see it at the table again and then send it to the Senate for approval.
Point of clarification, Senator Issa, is that something we could do?
For the record, we can make a motion to table indefinitely, which just means that, well, a motion to table indefinitely means we kill the piece and we don't see it again, or we can just table it to the next meeting in which the new version is introduced.
Next ASA meeting? Okay. Okay. Senator Huang is on Zoom. You had your hand raised. Oh, you're good? Okay. Okay, I feel like I saw other hands. Anything, Senator Barger?
Senator Barger, for the record, my concern is just that if we table indefinitely, it's not going to get passed in time. And it sounds like they're ready to go ahead with this thing, even though I guess you said that there's like not really any events that students might do this for on campus, but just like in general, if they're trying to go ahead with their resume, do we need
Senator,
to pass it this session? Or
it's a good question. Senator Calderon.
yeah, I don't think it's a matter of time, to be honest. I think it's a conception of the past, but there's no rush. And it is obviously I think we just made like five changes going into this. If they took their time and rework these added it, everything that need to be added in, it'll be passed, if not this session, next session for sure. So I don't have any other question.
Senator Lawson?
Senator Lawson, for the record. I also just want to say that if we don't pass it this session, then Senator Newbell is rerunning. So if it doesn't be passed this session, then he can always be introduced in next session.
Okay. Senator Dayton?
Was there a timeline that was introduced to Senator Newbell by Dean Kennedy about when he would want this piece passed by?
For the record, he did say he did kind of want it like as soon as possible. Obviously we hadn't predicted like the snow, and then the other, like the next week was still pretty chaotic, but at the meeting I had with him back in January, actually, he had told me that the sooner the better, just so they can start working on it.
Okay. Senator Calderon?
And can I make their amendments and Ashtray is the table, and I would be being more supportive of them if they made their necessary amendments and brought it back that way. And we would have to go to the committee. If it's a timely matter, I'm not sure.
Okay, thank God that my dad called me. Okay. Hey. You want to finish your statement, or was that it? Okay, I personally would be in support of doing that. That would give the author of the piece time to rework some stuff based on our suggestions and have it to Speaker Ackland before 5:30 on Thursday. What do you guys think? This is a committee effort. I thought Senator Lawson's hand first.
I agree with that. Make the changes needed to defend past sharing. So we've already had this discussion about the piece and given Senator Newbell ideas on how to update the piece. You can take that advice and then update the piece and then
pass
everything. Okay. Impossible.
Senator Barger?
I agree. Senator Barger, I agree. And you can always send it to, sounds like you guys both have had a lot of good ideas to amend the piece, so the author could send it just informally to those of us on the committee for advice, clarifying amendments, whatever it may be, before fast track it, wanted like other opinions.
Parliamentarian Issa?
Yeah, parliamentarians, for the record, I just want to say I agree with Senator Colosso. I think this entire committee is in agreement that we should, the idea of the piece is great, it's just that it seems at least a little bit rushed and needs a little bit more time in terms of the wording and the grant clauses and some more clarifying details we put into it. So I think sending it over to Speaker Ackland and then fast tracking it, our next week would be a good idea.
Okay. Do we want to seek that? Do I need to ask permission or anything? Okay. Then in that case, I'd like to make that, Senator Lawson.
I move to table SR93 resolution in support of including steamers in residence halls and definitely through unanimous consent.
Second
by Parliamentarian Issa. Any dissent? Seeing none, motion passes. That piece will be tabled and the author is free to, as we've discussed, I think the fast way to do this would be to make edits, make amendments, and then give it to Speaker Ackland. And then being seen next week, yeah.
Okay.
Thoughts? Okay. Cool. Thank you for giving us the piece. I'm really glad that was a really good discussion. I am glad we had that, even though it didn't get recommended yet. But I think that we will be very vocal supporters of it when it gets fast-tracked next week.
Yes, thank you for the edits and supports. I'll go work on those.
Yes, and if you need any kind of like written stuff or notes, just let me know, okay?
Okay, thank you. Okay. Have a good day, guys.
Yes, bye-bye. Feel better.
Thank you.
Okay. So moving down to agenda item 8B, SR93, a resolution to support increased accessibility of peer academic support services. This piece is by our very own Senator Benuto. If you'd like to say a few words about the piece.
I just wanted to kind of go over the piece. So it's basically an increased accessibility to peer-assisted study sessions as well as supplemental instruction sessions. where we make these available via Zoom, not only live, but also recorded, as well as the materials from the sessions available, so the PowerPoints, things like that. The data shows that students that attend PASS versus students that don't see a half grade to a full letter grade of improvement, and students that have responsibilities like caretaker responsibilities or and things like that are able to attend during normal business hours. So having these sessions recorded will make them access to students. And then in terms of my outreach, I talked to Dr. Malsha Urban, the director of the University Tutoring Center, about this piece. She was in full support. And I talked about some logistics with Mr. Chadwick, he's the director of
here. Thank you. Anything else? Okay, moving into a question period. Does anyone have any questions for the author of the piece, Senator Dayton?
So what was the conclusion, Senator Dayton, for the record, what was the conclusion on the logistics and how
So in terms of, there was a lot of things we talked about in terms of like her concerns and stuff like that and things I had on my own mind. So like in terms of stuff like that, logistically, it would be recording only the tutor screen, disabling or excluding participant video and names, and then informing the attendees in advance that the recording will occur and allowing students to participate anonymously, as well as storing the recordings on secure platforms of Canvas, student recording, stuff like that. And then in terms of like the staffing model aspect of it, it would record sessions that already are already scheduled, so this eliminates the need for any additional meetings. And then it will leverage the hybrid hybrid delivery, allowing the session to serve both in-person and remote students at the same time, using again those platforms that we already have included in our tech piece, like Zoom.
Cool. Any other questions for the author of the piece? Senator Dayton?
So, Senator Dayton, for the record, in your first, we're asked, I'll also say the data proves it. What data?
There is, sorry, I don't have it like right in front of you, but if you'd like to, I could find it for you now.
I think that'd be useful to include it outside the one piece.
Okay.
You can also add a photo.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. And I am pretty new to legislation, and I figured it's done.
Cool. Any questions? Okay. Oh, Senator Lawson?
Senator Lawson, I was wondering if there's any other way that I guess the book can be made like more accessible besides just seeing.
I've talked to not only directors, but I've also talked to some other like campus leadership about things like this. And I came to the conclusion, as well as talking to students, that Zoom is the best option, given that they've already practiced the model during the COVID epidemic. So there was a lot of already Zoom implementation during COVID that kind of went along with the past.
Any further questions? Senator Dayton?
Where are the recordings?
They would be, or sorry, Senator Dayton, for the record. Part of what makes PASS effective is students that are kind of interested in going above and beyond in the course and kind of seeking out that information. So obviously PASS isn't mandatory, attendance to PASS isn't mandatory. So it would be provided to students that talk to the PASS leader or the instructor about receiving these recordings. So it would be sent to them via Canvas. So it would be kind of like a running list. And then it would also serve for students in case of family emergencies, things like that, that normally attend PASS that would be able to make a couple PASS sessions to get those sent to them as well. So they would be sent via Canvas because it's a secure one.
Senator Lawson?
So it would only be sent to students who, Senator Lawson, right? So it would only be sent to students who asked for it and not like everybody in the class?
We were talking about some logistics and then we came to
any further questions? Senator Dayton.
Sorry. And we were also going to talk about how one of the barriers is limited awareness. Does this piece, you feel, address limited awareness?
I think it would be outreach to students because there, when I was in past, sorry, Senator, I thought, my last that I took pass, I wasn't really super aware, and that was partly because of the past year. But I think having multiple options makes students feel like it's more accessible to them, that that's what I meant by awareness. So I kind of feel like I would feel like I had more access to pass if it was available via Zoom or video recording because I had it on peer tiers multiple.
Senator Lawson for the record.
Senator Lawson for the record. I'm wondering if sending it out to every student in the class would increase access and like awareness of past sessions if those students are already there instead of making it only students who ask.
Okay, Senator Vinoso for the record. I don't think it's anywhere in the bill that it says that. I'm voting right now, I'm going to vote. But I talked to the director and that was his kind of consensus. So I could talk to him about making that less of an importance or talk to him about changing that lesson.
Senator Lawson with the record.
Senator Lawson with the record. In the second, be it for the result, or the first, be it for the result clause, it does say
upon the request.
On the list.
Sarah Mendoza, for the record, we could adopt that clause.
I would like to say that for discussion period. Yeah, thank you. Any other, but good note. Any other questions right now? Okay, then in that case, let's have a discussion period, and. If we want to keep talking about that specific topic, we can. Other than that, anyone can just free to speak, put out their hand, point the discussion. Senator Dayton?
I think the piece would benefit from what we're asked was explaining what happened in SIL.
Okay.
I think that could also, is currently, those solutions are only available to us in classes. So that's just following the current model.
Okay.
Class inside.
Yeah. And sorry, Senator Benito for their part. And part of that is because I did talk to some students about it for science students. They're both maths and like what's SI. So it is usually in science classes I've added chemistry and I've heard other people added in biology. So I think that the piece could have been, but just a little bit of context.
Okay. Other points of discussion? Do we want to make an amendment for that? Senator Lawson.
Senator Lawson, I like this piece. I think it's a good idea. I kind of think that making it available to like every student in the class instead of just sending it to students and requested would be more beneficial and it would increase awareness. The students don't know to ask you about the Zoom links, and it's something they're not going to benefit from this. But also, it could just be like a logistics thing. So.
Senator Benito for the record. So for all of your science classes, I had a class leader kind of come up and present like what passes basically when it's going to be where it's going to be. And that's kind of how we figured things out. And there's usually, I think that information should suffice in terms of accessing those materials. Because I mean, like if somebody is able to, you know, see that there is pass, but they don't go to pass, it needs to learn from somebody that kind of just like sees that there is pass available and attempts. So I think it would be a similar thing with the Zoom and the recording. And I don't know if you guys agree with Senator Lawson, but it should be available to all students rather than just students that ask for. What do you guys think?
What information? Where does it say? On like
it's the second
lines.
Senator Lawson for so it's in the first be it for the resolve clause. ASUNs Senate encourages the expansion of virtual peer academic support options, including live session version, be available to students in law requests when appropriate and in compliance with university privacy policies.
I see. Thank you.
Senator Lawson?
Senator Lawson, for the record. One of the main reasons why it should be available to all students and not just upon request is kind of like timeline reasons. So the student was studying for a test, if they have to email the teacher or the TA and ask for the Zoom link, then it could take like a day or two before they respond and are ready to send the older version to them. So if they're trying to study for a test and they only have like a few days, they may not receive that Zoom link and materials before their test, if that makes sense.
Senator Benito for the record. I feel like acknowledging that point of understanding that point of view, I would be in favor of the upon request marking via for the person.
Okay. Does someone want to make an amendment for that then? Senator Barger?
Senator Barger, for the record, I move to amend SRMFD resolutions for increased accessibility of peer and support services. if I showed him upon request from the second the results was unanimous.
Is there a second? Second by parliamentarian Issa. Any dissent? Seeing none, the motion passes. That clause, that part of the clause is struck. Any other amendments at this time? Going once, going twice, discussion points. Senator Barger.
Senator Barger, for record, and I do agree with what Senator Dayton said earlier that it might be good to include something saying what it is at the beginning.
I can see how that could be beneficial.
Okay, Senator Lawson.
Senator Lawson, for the record, I think it'd be good to include that too. We can always, they would recommend a piece, then you can make that amendment once you have it ready at the table, the Senate table.
Senator, it's for the record, there are, I think they sent an updated throughout to accelerate the amendment to see some co sponsors, but other than that, I would be able to make the change in adding verification of what has been said. Absolutely.
Senator Dayton?
It's a point of information. So is he allowed to make changes before he submits it to leave?
No. So as it stands, we'll, if we make no more amendments, he'll make the amendment that deletes the upon request part, give it to Leaf, and then at the table prepare a statement to make another amendment to explain what pass and SI are in the beginning.
Okay. And another point of information, like if he adds the footnote, that is that an amendment as well?
Okay, so then you'd have to do that as well at the table, unless you have it ready right now. Yeah, if you have it up, yeah. And if you, like, you can just read out, like, I move to make it, this is a safe space to make amendments, I promise. I'm not going to bully you out of the room, it's okay. So I'm down to make that amendment if you guys are, once we have it pulled up.
Sorry, for the record, I found it available on the university website. Both national and on-campus studies have shown that students who regularly attend pass average between a half a grade and a full letter grade higher than the rest of the class. And some of the Nevada pass section of the university said.
Okay. So do you want to make that amendment? Do you want Senator Barger?
Would this footnote just be the link then? That
I think so.
Page.
Yeah.
So if you're making a motion to that, you're saying by linking that website.
I would think, yeah. I would say yes. If parliamentary Issa wants to chime in here.
Parliamentary, for the record, I believe the exact language would be I move to amend his name by inserting a footnote at the end of said clause, which shall read as and those who be.
Are you going to read the link?
I guess you just type the page.
Can we say, like, we're, like, by adding a hyperlink and a foot, or like by adding a footnote linking to the university's page on this data?
Yeah, adding a hyperlink.
Okay. I don't want us to read the entire link out loud. we can if we need to, but I don't think we need to.
I think the intention will be clear if you just say
yes.
The title of the page.
Yeah. Okay. So, does somebody want to make that motion?
For the record, motion to amend SR 3 to support increased accessibility and care for them support services. Clause.
What? First whereas clause.
Whereas clause. Or that includes a higher to increase
Second. Senator Dayton, any dissent? Seeing none, the motion passes. Good job. Woohoo. Okay. Cool. So we have those two amendments made. Did we want to make anything else? No? Okay. Then in that case, I think the discussion period is over. We're good. If we are all, okay, actually, are we all in favor of favorably recommending this piece then? To the main Senate. Okay. So then in that case, I'm seeking a motion to favorably recommend on the ballot. SR93, a resolution to support increased accessibility to peer academic support services to the Senate of the Associated Students through unanimous consent. So moved by Senator Issa. Any dissent? Is there a second?
Second
by Senator Dayton. Any dissent? None. Okay, cool. Motion passes. Woo-hoo. Good job. Juan's also talking what he needed. Okay, cool. So moving down to agenda item 8C, S93, a resolution to publicize student data on Pell eligible transfer and first gen students. Authored by Senator Benito, if he'd like to give a brief presentation about the piece.
My biggest thing is we cannot really track disparities if we are not able to see them. So I think the biggest thing with this is to just kind of make these data, so on graduation rates, GPA averages, things like that, just kind of make this data more publicly available. I couldn't find anything online, whereas like other students, like by ethnicity or race, you're able to find data on graduation rates and GPA averages, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think having this data available would help us track disparities, and then later on make improvements once we can see those disparities, trying to find out where they come from.
Thank you. We're moving into period of questioning. Senator Parliamentarian Issa.
Parliamentarians, for the record, do you know if there's any reason as to why, like, legal, et cetera, as to why the motion is not to be tabled?
Senator, for the record, I forgot to mention my outreach, but in terms of outreach, I did talk to the director of Teen Teacher Scholars, a Christian program here in Greenville, as well as the data specialist, because they come to for any reason. They said it could get messy with FERPA, but when the data is, sorry, I have the word for this here. Sorry, basically the data is not anonymized, so it's large quantities of data. It's like, oh, this student received this GPA, this graduated this year. It's more first-gen students on average graduated this amount of time than first-gen students on average.
So the data is just very broad. If it doesn't like list out
specifics. No, it's I clarified this with Lucas because he had some questions. But the resolution is 82% small student groups.
Senator Barger?
So you just mentioned that it would be things like graduation rate, GPA data, anything else, because I'm not seeing those things in the piece. Was there anything besides the graduation rate and GPA?
No, it's general academics. So that if graduation rate and GPA or something like that.
Is it a follow-up question? Senator Lawson, Senator Barger.
Senator Lawson, I'm wondering if this just will benefit. Sorry, we're still in the discussion or
questions?
Okay, I'm holding on to this.
Senator Barger.
Senator Barger, for record, and you said you spoke to a data specialist. So the data then.
It's
just that, yeah. You don't have anything.
Senator Benito, for the record, the reason I spoke to Dean Teacher Scholars is I figured they would already have the data because they track students from elementary school all the way to graduation to university level. And most of those students end up to attending the university here. So I talked to them because they already have access to that data for their own program. So I talked to them about publicizing it, about the benefits of publicizing it, because they've seen the benefits of having that data for themselves and being able to manage those kinds of issues themselves. And then I think making that data available to the public as well as the university would be important in doing the same thing they're doing, but on a larger scale.
Senator Barger?
So what have they used the data for internally? That's like the
question. Senator Benito, for the record, the internal data they've used have helped track student progress, so following the students, making sure that they have equitable access, and then to resources that get like PASS and SI, things like that, here at the university, as well as making them aware of university resources, and they have their own tutoring program that they kind of help their students out with if they need a little bit of extra help. But I think this piece speaks to more of an administrative level. So having the administration aware that there are discrepancies between first-gen students, college students, transfer students, and college students.
Any other questions at this time? Senator Barger?
But you talk, Senator Barger, you talk to the team's future scholars and data specialists. Did you talk to anyone from the university data collection?
Senator Nixon, for the record, so I did not talk to them. This piece would work in collaboration with Teams Future Scholars to grab kind of a general pool, because they do have a lot of students that kind of don't keep up with the program, but they still have access to their data to the program. So I would receive my data from them.
Thank you. Any further questions? Senator Dayton.
Does Teams Future Scholars like track all students at the university or only people who are enrolled
with them? Senator, for the record, it's people that are enrolled with them, but I would say the umbrella of what Teams Future Scholars does is they work in collaborations with other first-gen programs on campus, so trios, things like that, so we have data from those programs as well that we would be able to work with. So it's obviously, it's not just students that are enrolled in Teams Future Scholars or things like that. So that would be kind of that concern, given the fact that they work with other programs on campus. I'd also like to clarify that when speaking to the data specialist, he talked about having access to student data on campus and having their access. I'm not sure where, but he did emphasize that he would have access to a large amount of data regarding how eligible first generation switch students.
Senator Lawson?
Senator Lawson, for record. Does the Department of Admissions and Records normally handle like all hotel eligible grant students in that data, or is this under the scholar?
Senator, for the record. So the admissions and records does have access to a larger quantity of data. However, when speaking to teacher scholars, they said that they would be able to access the data about those Pell eligible students. So they have a large amount of Pell eligible students that are in their program, and they're kind of the ones that connect them with those resources, those financial aid resources. So we talked about kind of using the data from other on-campus first generation programs, things like that, to be able to track these disparities.
Senator Barger?
Is everyone in the Teens Future Scholars Program Pell eligible or first generation?
Senator Benito, for the record, every student in the first generation in Teens Future Scholars Program is not Pell eligible, however, they are all first generation. And then the programs they talk about working with, such as TRIOs, are first generation. So it gives me a nice set of data because it's a large section of students.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why.
Senator Lawson?
Senator Lawson, for record. I wanted to ask why they went through the data for Future Scholars route instead of going through the admission methods to get the data instead of just like a subset. I know you have said you can like access the data through their department.
So for the record, I've had a long-standing connection with Teams Future Scholars, and we had, this is something that we had talked about before I even entered the ASU Senate. They were in like huge support, and they this is something that they would love to see, and something I've spoken with them over the years about doing, just because the way things work, if there's not publicly available data, it kind of allows administrations to wash their hands of that there are any disparities, and that's what it's about resources and interventions. So.
Senator Barger?
Senator Barger, for the record, is there a reason that you cannot put Dean's Future Scholars in the list?
Senator, just for the record, I am relatively new to the legislation, right? So I did include them in the media for the resolve that a copy of this resolution be sent to them. When I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to go about it,
Senator Barger.
Senator Barger, for the record, can you just clarify? I'm sorry, the via for the result clauses are just not using me. Like, what is the ultimate goal here? That we have data transparency, that the data is initially collected because it's not being collected?
Senator Benito, for the record, the main aim of the piece is that the data be published. So data transparency, yes.
I have a follow-up question.
Yes.
So you want Dean's Future Scholars to make public the data that they are to collect?
Senator Benito, for the record, I would like Dean's Future Scholars to work in collaboration with the university to make the first gen and Pell eligible data available I'm gonna say this informally because I get a little bit.
No worries.
If you look up, basically you can look at standing the legal, but you can look up information on GPA or just graduation rates based on other things, so like ethnicity, race, things like that. And that's how we're able to track disparities from each other. I'm gonna move. But not being able to see the disparities between first generation and eligible transfer students like that is what's making it hard to like, track those disparities and fix those disparities.
Okay. Any further questions at this time? Okay. Seeing none, we would move into discussion period. Would anyone like to start us off? Senator Lawson?
Senator Lawson. I think either amending one of the resolve clauses or adding a new resolve clause to state exactly what we're asking the Dean of Future Scholars to do would help the piece out. And then I also am wondering if the first the resolve clause where it says formally acknowledges the existence of this various access protection educational outcomes, is that enough to describe which data we want publicized, or do we need to get a little more space?
Senator, but just for the record, I don't know if this is correct, but I do feel like the title of justice. Or it's also in the first clause, I think it's almost every clause.
Senator DeBarger?
I think it needs to say somewhere graduation rates, GPA data, and general academics, stuff like maybe that you want the graduation rate and GPA to be those specific things that people want. Just because it's just like, oh, general data, which is good, but maybe we can be a little more specific on that.
Senator Newsom, for the record, would you guys be willing to amend? I'm also in favor of making that more clear. And as I'm going through legislation, I'm learning kind of how things are not going to be present the way I see them, obviously. So I am willing to make things clear. You guys are still in favor of them.
I think, yeah, if you want to make that amendment.
Senator Newsom, for the record, I move to amend SR93 resolution to tell a student that they got calls with transgender students.
Your results? Parliamentarian ESA, interjection.
Right, Parliamentarian ESA, for the record, did you say the beginning was ESA?
I did not. I was
trying to
Where do you want to make the amendment?
I in the view result, I think. Data, I think under the first whereas clause where it says data on topics, we could change it to data on graduation. Replace topics with graduation rates and GPA averages.
Okay. Would you like to remake that motion?
Yeah. Okay. I move to amend SRN video resolution to publicize student data on eligible transfer for STEM students.
The first be resolved clause.
First whereas clause where it says data replace that with topics replace that with GPA averages and graduation rates.
Three names. Is there a second?
Okay.
Yeah, Senator Dayton, any dissent?
Dissent.
State your reason for dissent.
I think Senator Murphy, for record, I think that there should be another be it further resolved clause that says ASUN supports the publicizing of GPA data and graduation rates for program eligible transfer and first generation students at the Institute's home.
Okay. Do you agree with her?
Yeah, I think it should be a further resolved
clause. Okay, so everybody knows.
Point of information, am I able to add?
You can add a new clause, okay. Yes.
All right. So I'm going to send an easier resolution to publicize student data on eligible transfer for first generation students. I need to be a resolved clause because that specifies.
Wonderful. We give the exact language of what to add and something. So everything ends. Obviously the body agrees that we can take maybe like a 2-minute recess to get that figured out.
I agree. I'm seeking a motion for a 2-minute recess. Through unanimous consent.
So
moved by Senator Issa. Okay. Any dissent? Seeing none, the motion passes. We'll reconvene at 5:56 PM. Okay. You got 2 minutes to do that. I'm gonna require reports of people who have them, and that's it. I'm gonna ask for reports from people who have them, and that's it. Yeah. Sorry, it got really quiet. I don't think
we approve of all that associated students supports.
Okay,
thank you. Supports publicizing.
Associated students. Senate for the
associated.
Sorry.
Supports publicizing.
Okay.
Okay. We're eligible training.
We're almost done. I promise. Because they're never this long. I'll have Nubal on him. He'll stay with him in his work, and you can write in there. And then we will have reports. Like, I'll ask, because I'm not going to have everyone do it, because, like, on here, like, have everyone listed out. I mean, I'm gonna ask, like, if you have a report, please give it
yeah.
in order. I don't have to text it to you, be like, okay, we'll read it out loud and then text it to secretary. But you know what I mean? It's like,
sure. Yeah, that's why my first policy says to go.
I'm just gonna decide.
Okay. The Committee on Academic and Student Affairs reconvenes at 5:58 p.m. on Monday, March 2nd in the Frankie Siddle Papa President's Conference Room. We are picking up where we left off on agenda item 8C in the discussion period for SR93, a resolution to publicize student data on Pell eligible transfer and first chance students. Does anyone have any discussion points?
Senator Benito, for the record, motion to amend the resolution to place some data on college transfer restoration students, adding a be it resolved clause, be it resolved that the ASUN supports the publication of data on GPA averages and graduation rates of Bell Grant eligible transfer first generation students.
Three. Is there a second? Second, Senator Barger, any dissent? Seeing none, the motion passes. Whew. Okay, cool.
James,
Senator Barger?
In the actual piece, will it say associated students of the University of Nevada if it's in a for reasonable clause, or can it just say AC?
Senator, thanks for the record. From what I read, based on other pieces of the pool, the website, it's saying associated students of the University of Nevada. I see some inconsistencies with the other legislations I did, like when I said ASU and Senate, I would appreciate it, but that's what I saw.
Congressman Issa, is that a clerical thing?
Well, because your motion said ASU ready would read as ASUN.
I think that's fine. I think that's good.
I was just saying.
Okay. Are there any other discussion on the piece? Senator Dayton?
Yes, it would be beneficial to include admissions and records as to what we sent this piece to.
Mm-hmm. Senator, for the record, I agree that that would be beneficial.
Okay. Do we know exactly who we'd want to send it to, admissions and records?
Senator, okay.
When I did look it up, I can't find it. Who's the liaison?
I was actually just going to go to the Nevada box and look because it's all in our Nevada box. Give me one second.
It's like Steve Maples has served as the University Director of Admissions at the University of Nevada.
Let me just verify that for an hour. Hello, where's the phone? Permissions and records.
That is I got a presentation to go to.
Yeah, you're good. Point of clarification for the body, as per the ASA contact document and our shared Nevada box drive, I have it as Melissa Trosky, who is in the off who is the associate VP of enrollment services in the Office of Admissions and Records. So if that if the other name is more pertinent, I'm down for that one. But our contact, as listed on here, is Melissa Trosky. I believe that that is updated because that's the Senator Custer would meet with. Also, let the record stand that Senator Calderon has left the meeting excused at 6:02 p.m. So I would prefer to keep it with what we have in our contact within this venue.
Senator, for the record, by that was going to speak as probably animated.
Okay.
As the minimal space the director of the students for the audience.
Got it. Okay. Senator Barger?
I'm to amend SR Medicare Resolution to apply student data on the transfer and first generation students by modifying by whereas clause to whether tell us that you also be associated with PM services to remain this season.
There a second. Senator Benuto, any dissent?
Dissent.
Senator Issa, say your reason for dissent.
Senator Barger said,
whereas
clause.
Senator Barger, dissent. Okay. Thank you for that, because that would have been a messy situation with 25 of us. Okay. Senator Barger, did remake that motion?
Thank you. I move to amend SF93, a resolution to publicize student data on Pell eligible transfer and first generation students by modifying the final resolved clause to include Melissa Trosky, Associate Vice President of Enrollment Services for Unanimous Consent.
Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Dayton. Any dissent? Seeing none, the motion passes. Okay, cool. Okay, good job. Any other points of discussion at this time? Senator Dayton?
I just want to say super brief. I'll say it again when it comes to the table, but I just love this piece. I've been getting all these amendments and stuff. I think it's really just something that's super relevant to my interns working on. I'm sorry, everyone's working on. And I'm just going to keep this under the table and did a great job with this piece.
Absolutely. With that, is there any more points of discussion this time?
Senator, she's a sponsor the resolution process to data on hotel transfer and first generation students. The whereas clause specifying dean teacher scholars to set a publicly available program for first generation students to attend the VPA for that.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barger, any dissent? Seeing none, the motion passes. Wait.
Point of information.
Which whereas clause was that? That was the
clarification we're trying to add.
Yes. Apologies.
Okay. Okay.
I was confused about this amendment.
Okay. Then in that case, the motion still passes. Same assent. Cool. Okay. Sorry guys. That was also They have it. We're here till so we have it till 6:30. But I think maybe. Are there any more points of discussion on this piece? Okay, seeing none, I'm seeking a motion to favorably recommend SR93, which is written to publicize student data on Pell eligible transfer and first generation students to the ASU and Senate through unanimous consent. Seconded by Senator Benuto. Any dissent? Seeing none, motion passes. Okay, yay, it's passed. Okay, moving down to agenda item 9, I am okay if we just do Senator Lawson's report because I know that he has one today, and I'm cool unless other people have major reports they want to share just because they had their room at 6:30, which if we have a little bit of time, by a show of hands, how many people have a report they want to share today? Okay, that's chill with me. Okay, moving on to agenda item 9 F, Senator Barger.
Senator Barger, for the record, I'm a Cardwell, the Dean of Libraries. On February 23rd, we discussed the annual report updates to technology about the tech fee, and their field goals are empower research, enrich the student experience, foster idea and all aspects of their work, and cultivate and inspire this culture. And the main thing that she asked for from us as senators is to help spread the word about the educational resources to our professors and prospective colleges, which she helped out this at the Senate meeting. I believe it was last Tuesday that she presented that. This basically looking to apply free freely available online and licensed materials such as free online textbooks and lab guides to generally broad classes where many students can find it. So they're always looking to expand it, and ASRN has helped them do that in the past. So if you have a professor interested or a class that you think would work well with the program, she said that she could contact her office, or you can also let me know. So thanks for yeah, before the session is over. And I'm also looking forward to joining Senator Kinch at hopefully an upcoming meeting to the provost office to discuss helping my other liaison position in ITO, which is about to independence, get an updated registration date because they don't register until that day. And I was just really excited about that because it's like bridging my two committees and liaison positions together. That's it.
Thank you for the report. Point of order, please send that report to Secretary Akurek right now so she has it for the record. Senator, okay, moving down to agenda item 9H, Senator Lawson, report from Greek Life.
Senator Lawson, so I met with Ricky last week. It's good to kind of introduce myself as the liaison for him and talk to him about a few different things. So he shared with me this little graphic that I'll take a picture of and share it in the Teams chat. But basically, it's just kind of like a newsletter, but just it talks about like a lot of stats from the FSL and fraternity and sorority life, which is pretty cool. It talks about GPA, fundraising, the number of students, stuff like that. So I got some good information from him. But I also talked to him about my pieces. I started on today resolution requesting administration to consult students on my faculty policy that we saw on the table earlier last fall. He was in support of the piece, but he directed me to reach out to Dr. Sweet to see what she thinks as well. As Dr. Speed is his boss, as well as doing that. We also talked about reaffiliating between the IFC and the IFC, the information on that. It kind of break down the barriers of, I guess, like conflicting information that the IFC thinks compared to like what's actually true. So I guess some good information about that. So going forward, looking forward to continuing to meet with them and seeing what we can look at the ASA can do for the FSL. Because I asked them, what can we do for you to support you? How can we help you? And he's like, oh, nobody's ever asked me that question before. So it was nice to, you know, to be able to show support for the FSL.
Wow, thank you, Senator Lawson. Same thing, please summarize that and send it to Secretary Kirsa for the record. Any other report at this time? Is it okay?
We can report.
Very brief, sure. Moving back up to agenda item 9A, Chair Kitch for the record, I reached out to Alyssa Mortensen, who is Office of the Provost Secretary, to schedule a meeting with me and Senator Barger regarding the deadline stuff. She's not gotten back to me yet, but I'm sending a follow-up email tomorrow. Senator Issa, for the record.
Romitaries, for record, just a question for you, Chair Kish. Have you been in contact with the provost regarding a presentation to your ASU regarding PAT-AI, as well as a revised announcement for PAT-AI, just like we passed the mandate resolution?
You know, I have not, but thank you. I would like to end up with the meeting with him as well. Unfortunately, emailing him directly doesn't really work. You kind of have to go through secretary to discuss meeting times, and she was on leave for a little bit, so she wasn't, yeah. So I believe me, I've emailed her. Let the record show that I'm clasping my hands. Okay, and no more words at this time. Okay, cool. Moving on to agenda item 10, public comment. Any public comment? Seeing none, I'm moving on to agenda item 11, adjournment. I adjourn the meeting, this meeting of the Committee on Academic Student Affairs on Monday, March 2nd at 6:10 p.m. in the Frankie's Little Papa conference room. Oh my God, and on Zoom. Thank you, Matthew. Sorry for holding you guys hostage. I feel so, bro, they're gathered outside. Oh my God. Okay.